Yorde Chun by the Rosh Yeshiva Shirchov Tess continued. Yudal of Cheshon Hei Toshim Mem Hei, November 2nd, 1984, on Tuesday continued.
I mean, he doesn't say explicitly what the guilty was. But that's my guess. I mean, otherwise we are going to be involved in such dechim, because where did the Rabbalkas get idolidoy? That's what I'm not saying. Aber die Dauer, die er wünscht, in der Konne, berufen, und ich baue die Pula, er wünscht, in der Lechi, heino, de heino, ist drei. Na, der Rosh uses, so he says, but, you see, so he mentions Rabaltes, Shite, but, how does he understand Rabaltes? That, Ifrekin, okay, means a mild detachment. In other words, like Rashi. What Rashi says in connection with each Ikpalikpule. So the Rosh says in Avalfes in connection with Ifrakim. But it's the same pshat, you see. Rashi's pshat in Ikpalikpule, the Rosh applies to Ifrakim Fruke in Avalfes. So in his part, in Alechem Binachas, הורידי בו כנאכול דיסקושה, אבל דאו לו ידולה, אוי איקפאו יפולה, הבישת נלכי, הינו והינו, ישראל. So I mean, it's very complicated. So according to the Rosh, now, I mean, I'm saying it, you know, I mean, according to my understanding of the Rosh, because there is such confusion, I mean, you'll see, I mean, the Bach, the Christian, there is such confusion. But I think that according now, since the Girse of the Leaf was Hosom the Yifrakim Fruke, Rabbi Mashmuel is given as reference to the case of Yifrakim Fruke. So Rabbi Mashmuel says that if it was Mital Merubim Lechi, it was detached, Melechi, mild way, so then it's kosher. Then it's kosher. And Hoche, the Ifra, not Ifra, the Ikpalit Pule, or Idalgari Dule. So, Ikpalit Pule means that a forceful detachment from the Lechi, then it's Freife. A forceful detachment from the Lechi, it's Freife. A forceful detachment from the Lechi, it's Freife. And or if there is a detachment in Dalvoli Dule, it's also playing. What is Dalvoli Dule? That's like the Rachshite. That if there is a detachment of one sinan from the other, there the Rosh doesn't mention Dafke force. Vis-a-vis a detachment of one sinan from the other, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a forceful or a mild. Then it's faith. So the question arises, when is it equal? When is it equal? Faith or not? But a soul in the ship. Monash. If there is a forceful detachment from the Lechi, then it's faith. If there is a detachment of one sinner from the other, then it's faith. Forceful or mild. Forceful or mild, just be rubbi. If there is a mild detachment of the simen from the lechi, then it's kosher down. So when is it equal? When is it equal? Pray for now, when the shrit is lost. So we have to say that equal it is when there is a total detachment, but in a mild way. But in a mild way, total detachment. But in a mild way. So then trefe it is. Now we have to understand it. How is it that if there is a forceful detachment of Rubei, even though a mute So a mute is still attached. So then it's rape, which is more humble than an ineffective shliach. Michal is rape, not allowed to drink the milk of that day. Michal is rape. But if there is a full detection from the lechi, a full detection from the lechi, then but mildly, so then it is very clear, but the shchita is possible. After all, I mean, why should a full detachment from the lechi, done in a mild way, be less humble than a major detachment in the forceful way? I mean, it didn't completely. What could be worse? So we have to understand that way. If he does it in a forceful way, even if there is no total detachment, but just in a major portion, then it's very hard to fall. Then it's impure. Then it's not. Then it's a permanent condition. It's a permanent condition. So even though it's not a full detachment, but if it's permanent, we have to avoid some melee is right. That's our machine chain. It was detached completely from the racket, but very, very mildly, cautiously, then it can be cured. It has the body. If it's have the body, some melee is not right. If it still can be cured. So, in other words, if there is a full detachment, but just a little bit, you know, it all depends, you know. Sometimes you detach, you remove one from the other, so there is no addition, no attachment. But it's not, it doesn't go all the way, you know. So still it's other body, so it's not fair. It's not fair. I mean, this is the shita of the Rebbe. This is the shita of the Rebbe according to Rashi. But most Rishonim do not assume that way, that the Rebbe explains in a similar way to Rashi, except that whereas Rashi understands after he put it here, so the Rebbe understands after he put it here. Now, so of course, if we say that the Rebbe, that the Rambam, had the Girsa of the Rebbe, so then we can see the Roshanah. Now, let's go over the three Rishonim of Rambam. You see, let's go over the Rishonim of Rambam. The Rambam discusses this din of Lechi HaTachten and Iku in three parts, in Perek Gimel, in Perek Ches, and in Perek Ches. I don't know of any other din of the Rambam So he mentions that not the shchita. The shchita is possible. You don't say it, and Pashas Aloshin of the Rambam means that even if it's Nekro Kulo, Kirin Mara Shchita, it's still not the Mechai. But the shchita is ineffective. As the Rishonim say in the name of the Aloha, even if it's Nekro Kulo. Aber im Schoch hat er auch mein Leben, wo ich rufe, ich mag ihn nicht mehr, was ihn nach Schöne, ich bin das nicht. Now let's turn to the discussion of the Rambam in Pirkhez. This is the Gimu Aloch Yudal. Now, Pirkhez, Aloch Echol Gimu. Lech Yohen, in Shini Kutrei, this is the Rambam. Abel Yitla Tachte, Gein Shenigman, Ad Mikim Asimoni, Yeloi Nekro, Harez Mitex. In view of the fact that the Rambam uses the Roshi, Nigmam, which is the same expression as ho diika migume, ho diika ikore. So it's mashma. Kunshi nigmam an mikima simoni, piloi nekho areizu mutaris. So that means that, as we explained it last time, last week, on Tuesday, so we explained it. Shulchan said that, and it's mashma from Bishyosef, that this is how the Rambam understood ho diiga migume, ho, alright, let's go over the Gemara again. Omer Nachem Ashmuel, Tumis Abayin Sheshen Tukul Lechi Kosher, Mitanet Tune, mit Lechachachachten Kosher, Maske Rappopet Bolit Yiga Samoni, U Rappopet Atcha Masnis. How can Rappopet assume that Tumis Abayin Sheshen Mitan Lechi is possible because of Yiga Samoni, but the Mishnah says, that Nidle Hatachten is kosher. Rapopikasha must listen, Nidle Hatachten is kosher. Vishly must listen, Rapopoloikasha. Hodi ikanikure, hodi ikaniku. In other words, Rapope held that the Mishneh of Nidle Hatachten kosher has reference to the case where the Torah Tzaveishet. The Tobet Aveishet was detached from the Lechi Atachtein, but it didn't go all the way, Adetzi Atachtein, because the Simonim are attached at the Tzi Atachtein of the Tobet Aveishet, the Tzi Atachtein, because the Tobet Aveishet is the upper extension of the Simonim. So Mele, so Mele, Rapope, there is no kasha against Rapope. Rapope is chilek, es the kasha against Rav Nachman's din of Tumis Aveishet Nitoku in Lechi Kosha, because the expression Tumis Aveishet Nitoku in Lechi Kosha means that the whole Tobet, Ad Akot HaTachti, was detached. Now, if the whole Tobet, or Ad Akot HaTachti, including the lowest element of the Torbet, which is already the beginning of the Simonim, the lowest end of the Torbet marks the beginning of the Simonim. That's the place where the Simonim are attached to the Kum Yatzavo, as the Rambam says in the Tshuvah of the Chachmei Lulim. So Mele, in that case, it's equal. Because once that the whole Torah, including the lower end, the lowest end of the Torah, is Nekam Kenei, so then the Simonim themselves start shaking from the Kohen. They're not firmly attached to the Kohen. So Mele, then, if they're not firmly attached to the Kohen, so Mele, the Psula Riko, and according to the Beis Yosef, though Hashulchan considers the Beis Yosef as a big meal, but I don't understand why he considers the Beis Yosef as a big meal. It doesn't seem to be amazing in any way. We'll soon see. So, according to the Beis Yosef, so the Rambam Shiti is that when the Siko applied equal applies to the case where the semen is detached from the veins in the tongue to which it is attached. Because as long as the semen in the cornea and the lesion are attached to the cornea tavor, then they are firmly held. They don't change in any way. But the moment they become detached from the cornea tavor, then they start shaking. And once a semen becomes shaky, so then there's a psul. So melee, that's the pshat nilo. Omer anachno mashmuel tovet aveishet. So, Vitane Tune Nitalech Atachni Kosha. Maskev Rav Popi. Shmuel uses the expression Nital Kule. That means including the lower end of the Tovah Salvation was detached. If the lower end is detached from the Lechi, then the Simonim themselves, the Veishet, becomes a little detached of our pockets from the Kumi Atzavah, and it becomes shaky. So in Mele, it should involve the Tzuladiko, or a Popekashe Masis. Nidu Lechatachti Kosher. So Bishle Masis, or a Popeloi Kashe. Hodi Ikeri Kule, Hodi Ikeri Gom. In other words, Nidu Lechatachti Kosher doesn't mean that it's Nidu Lechatachti including the lower end. Nikolet attacked in the major portion of the Lechi, of the Tovah Tzaveishet, was Nikol Lechi. The major portion of the Tovah Tzaveishet was detached from the Lechi, but the lower end still remained attached to the Lechi. So then it's kosher. But the moment the lower end of the Tovah Tzaveishet is also detached from the Lechi, then there is a slight detachment from the Kumi Atzavo of the Veishet, and then the Veishet becomes shaky. So then it involves the psul of Iko. So, Loikashi, Hodi, Mitzuimas, Rapopo Loikashi, Hodi Ikerikure, when does it involve the psul of Iko? When it's Mamish Nekaligamre from the Lech. So then there is a nikur, there is a nishmat from the Kumi Atzavo. The moment it's nishmat from the Kumi Atzavo, then the semen becomes shaky. So then it's ikur. Hod nika vigume. And nikur lechatach kosha means when there is a detachment of the major portion of the Tovah Tzaveishet from the Lechi. When the lower end it remains firmly attached. So then it doesn't affect the firmness of the simonim as yet. So then it's kosher. Elo, Lishmuel, Rabnachman of Mashmuel says Nitul Kulei. He means even the lower end of the Tovah Tzaveishet. So, kasher, Loike Nikulei Reinogu. So in other words, Rabnachman of Mashmuel says the same thing that Rav Popi himself held. But the lower end is not nekar yet. Is not nekar as yet. Then the Gemara says, so we could say, according to the Rambam and the Rit, we say he had a dead yosef, except with one change. Rama Rabba Lachonu Mashmuel, Simonim Shevidalgalu Virubom Trite, Omar. So we see that even if it's Vidalgalu Virubom, it's also great. Not up to Kulot. So that means, and when it's Vidalgalu Virubom, so it's not detached from the Kumi Atzavo as yet. It's not detached from the Kumi Atzavo as yet. Omar Abshishi Kedu Rabide, Ho, Dei, Hosom, he said, Ho de Akbrik Pule, O Idalbrik Pule, Hosom de Afrika Pule. In other words, when is it possible for the actor is fully indulgent? When is it possible not kosher? I'm using the expression not kosher because there are two kinds of not kosher. One not kosher is reife, and one not kosher means the psula liku. So, ho, when is it not kosher reife or iku, the iku is pule, oi, idaudo is pule. Hosom, Nachum Shmuel, when he says that shenital gubi lechi is kosher, the afrikit. So in other words, what does it mean, the African bouquet? So in the case, Iqbalik Pule means that Iqbalik Pule means that it was Neka from the Kumi Atzabo. So if it's Neka from the Kumi Atzabo, so that maintains the firmness of the ceremony. The moment it's Neka from the Kumi Atzabo, so then the ceremony becomes shaky. So then it's the Psul of Iko. Not great, but it's not kosher. It's the Psul. Or in Dalgum Ipule, when one cement was Neka, Behubi from Dalasim, and the Rakshi, so then it's great. Then it's like, also, when Nachman Mashmur says that the Tubis Abbasin Shemito Hul Lechi is kosher, the Afrika Fuke. So the Afrika Fuke means the same thing as Igem Gule. Now, the Bais Yosef mentions one more point, which many say that this is a big bidech, but I don't think it's such a big bidech. The Bais Yosef says that in explaining the Gemara of Igem Gume and Akre Kure, so he says according to David and the Rambam, so Ikari Kure means that it takes a hold of the Simen and he pushes it away from, and he tries to be Ikaret from the Lech. Then it is equal. But, and Ikari Kure means that it takes a hold of the lechi, and tries to be an ikaret from the Tobit Salvation. Now, what does it mean? That's how he explains. But I think, you see, when the Bais Yosef explains of Africa Fuke according to the Reed. So Africa Fuke means that Africa Fuke means that it was Nishmat Behubin. Tobit Salvation was just detached Behubin from the Rehiatah. But when he explains according to the Reed, the immoral of Hod Nikan Kumin. In other words, when is it involved? The Psula Biku, when he takes a hold of the simonim and he moves away the simonim from the lech, from the tools, from the tilt. Hodinigam Kume, when he takes a hold of the lechim and he tries to be accurate from the simonim. So because the Mitzias, I think this is what it's just. I mean, what difference does it make? They all ask, what difference does it make? How it does it? As long as the result is the same, the answer is no, the result is not the same. If you take a hold of the Tobets and you try to be shaming from the Lechi, then then usually, so you will be able all the way, including the lower end, because you take the hold of the Torah salvation and you drive to the Iker, to the Iker, to detach it from the land. So then in all probability, you'll be Iker all the way, including the lower end of the Torah. But if you take a hold of the Lechi and you try to be Iker from the Torah, then usually, you'll only be Iker part of the Torah of the Lechi, but not the lower end of the Lechi. So in other words, so the net result is the same. Now in the case of Ifrike means that he just detached it, not the major portion of the Torah salvation from the Rechid, but the lower end of the Torah salvation was not detached from the Rechid. So that is the same thing as Igenigume. But in Igenigume, so it takes place that way, because it takes a hold of the Lechi and tries to detach it. So the melee, only the upper portion of the Lechi, only the upper portion of the Torah will be detached, but not the whole thing. But when you take a hold of the Torah and you try to separate one from the other, then usually you detach it completely, including the lower end of the Torah. This is my understanding of the Besiyosis Pshat in the Rambam. Now, let's see the Lishinus Rambam. Now, so the Rambam says in Perek Ches, Yoreshchiti, Halacha Chavdim, Lechi Oel Yen Shinit Ot Reit, Avo Yinit La Tachpe, Kim Shinit Mam Ad Mikim Asimoni, that means that not the lower end of the Torah Aveshet was not detached from the Lechi. So Mele, there is a firm attachment to the Kumi Atzavo between the Simoni and the Kumi Atzavo. So how is Mekeres? That's how Nachman and Shmuel is. Now let's turn to the discussion by the Rambam of the beginning of the test. Perktes halocha chavale. There's the last halocha in perktes. Simonim shenidaldalu rubon treit. Vafilu shaloi machas nitech. So in the Siyosa, because Mishneh explains nidaldalu rubon means that the rachshi, that one simon was detached by rubin from darasim. So then it's like mildly or forcefully, don't make any difference. Then it's like, because that's the Siyosa. The Ikvarit Pule Oy Dalgonitur. Oy Dalgonitur. Simonim Shri Dalgon the Ruban Israel. Vakhu Shri Machatu. Bechelin Niskatu. Shari Mwil Mishri. So the Siyoset is in Daigo Shahamba. In the case of Nidalgon, where one Simen was detached from the other the Rubei, so then the Rambam says, Israel, he doesn't say Mwil Mishri. Israel in Chai. But in the case of Niskatlu, Niskatlu means that it became detached from the Kumi Atzavo. Whether it became detached from the Kumi Atzavo directly, or it became detached from the Kumi Atzavo as a result of the total detachment of the total salvation from the Lechi Atachpe, including the lower end of the total salvation. So again, that involves a total detachment of the total salvation from the Lechi, including the lower end of the total salvation, necessarily involves a detachment from the Kumi Atzavo. So the Mele, the Simon become shaky. So the Mele, there is no Hemashchit. So Shalvul Shikrit it is. V'chein in disparage the total salvation in the Lechi, הרי זה מותרס, שאין עטור בצרור ישחית את מי שביעה. מי שביעה. So the Russian Rambam implies this inspired through Tuvah's Abishin in Halachi. So Harizim tells. But suppose the hope of the Abishin itself is inspired in Halachi, is inspired in Halachi, so then it's not Mutaris. It's not Mutaris. Because if the Abishin itself is inspired in Halachi, then it's necessarily inspired from the Chumash Atzava. So then the Beishet becomes shaky. So then it's not coalition. But in inspired rave to the Beishet in Halachi, if the total Beishet to the Beishet is inspired in Halachi, including the law end, so then there is a detachment from the Chumash Atzava. So then there is equal. But if just the rave to the Beishet is inspired in Halachi, and the law end, it remains attached, so then there is no detachment from the Kumya Tzavo, so the Veshet is not shaky, so there is no ego. I mean, what everybody asks against the Bais Yosef is that the Bais Yosef says that according to the Gittin Rambam, there is a difference whether he takes a hold of the Lechi and he tries to detach them from the Tovet, so he takes a hold of the Tovet and tries to detach it from the left. Hod Nikai Kore. So it means that he takes, that he is Eker, the Tovet from the left. And Idan Gumi means that he is Eker, the Lechi from the Tovet. So it doesn't make any difference. But B'tzias, the results are not the same. If he takes a hold and he is Eker, the Tovet from the Lechi, then he necessarily is Eker of the whole Torah, including the lower end. But if he takes a hold of the Lechi and he tries to be accurate from the Torah, then he can manage just to be defined the major portion of the Torah. From the Lechi, with the lower end will remain attached. So it's the same thing. So it's the same thing as if I can put it. As if I can, because you see Rosh Hashanah, Abel Mispaik Reif Tov Tzaveishet in Alech. Mispaik, that's the same washing as if I can put it. You see? Mispaik is the same washing as if I can put it. As if I can put it. Now, the Rosh Hashulchan rejects the Bais Yosef Pshat. Why? Because according to the Bais Yosef, the Shitas HaRambam means that a detachment of one simon from the other is more common than the detachment of the simonim from the Kumei Atzava. How is that possible? Why should it be that? I don't understand. What kind of a question? In other words, a detachment of one simon from the other is one of the favors. And a detachment of the simon from the Kumei Atzava is not one of the favors. Except that it's a result of the detachment of the simon from the Atzava. And that detachment takes place, the Rambam says in the Chuvah of Chachamim, that detachment takes place at the lowest end of the Torah. Now we see the Rosh Hashanah Rambam, Abo inspired. Doesn't inspired imply that, doesn't it correspond to the expression of Yifrake Poke? So it's Mishnaba, that's Yifrake Poke. So Yifrake Poke means inspired rave towards Abeishet in Alech. And that's the same thing as Igel Igume. Except, according to Joseph Sharp, Igel Igume, it takes place as a result of a certain action. In other words, he's careful. In other words, he doesn't take a hold of the Torah and is accurate from the Lechi. But he takes a hold of the Lechi and he tries to be accurate from the Torah. So then he will manage to be accurate only on top, but not in the lower end. It's that way. Now, Now turn to the Rambam in Perichas Aloha Chavim and the Kesef Mishne. Lechi Lelin Shemit Al Freyd Hatur Tamar Rabbein Shechem Kosa Tehreis Bo Al Freyd Vesey Vein Lidadim Nihir Shemit Achtei Nihlau Bidel Yil Freyd Zui Gufi Yisrael Lashmiyon Hapopi Shasimonim Mechuborim Be Vikol Shkin Bieli Vichach Mei Luni Yil So let's discuss something else, but then the course of the tshuva. He says, "Ve'ishivu mito asimonim lechi atachti, ad shetochish liku, das asimonim kliim hen b'nikah achilich v'naloshim, avar mispatzel shelechi atachti, rochik harbi natzavo, shebiseich asimonim, v'zehu alechi atachti, hu amnadmin b'rib alachayim shanachir, ufichoch amipatzel shelechi atachti, rosa harbi, ki ishiyin no b'meir b'shanachir." So he says, "Apur הסימונים נתלויים ללכי התחתי כי הם בניקי אחריך להלושי and the Bessios have deduced from that lotion that when the Tuvus Aveshet is Nital Kulei so then it involves a detachment from the Kumei Atzachti the Rambam doesn't say it explicitly in the Tuvus but that's what the Bessios have deduced Now, the Orach Shulchan is here, and he says that according to the Rambam Shite, if there is a detachment from the Kumei Atzavo, so then it is straight in the Gam. From the Kumei Atzavo, then it is straight in the Gam. But I don't see how it can fit the Roshna Rambam. Because the Rambam's Lashon in Perek Tes Simonim shenidalgu l'rubon treifet Batoshon ando Kichelim niskaplu Sha'arim huyim lishchitet Sha'arim huyim lishchitet So he distinguishes He says Midalgo the Rubon, and that, you know, since you need a Rosh Midalgo, and the Rach explains the Midalgo in that sense, and after all, the Rivs Yosef is also hard literally for Midalgo Yidule, and all the Rishim say Midalgo Yidule means when one simon was detached from the other, and so when the Rambam says Midalgo the Rubon, he also probably means the same thing. He means one simon was detached from the other, demonstrated. Then he says the Chelim is kapu. In other words, they became detached from the Kumi Atzavo, Sharon Wilshi. So then it's not Reite, but it's not Polish.
Yoredeya Kulin Shir Lamed Yuches Cheshvan Hitosh.
So why? Because inasmuch as the chias, the life of the rei, is contingent upon the connect, and without the connect, the rei cannot function. So mele, the moment you shech the connect, even though you didn't shech the patient yet, so of the din, we consider the rei as if it had been cut out from the organism of the behemoth and put in a basket. Because functionally, it's like mankar vikur, like placed in a basket, functionally. Structurally, it's still attached to the organism. But functionally, it's like mankar vikur down. Some melee, it's kosher. Omar Afim Loki Shochet Zakone, Bakei Mikka, Bakei Mikva Reyek Sheel, Omar Obe, Omar Afim Loki Shochet, Elo Birei, Hoyo Bichai Reyek, Muyo Bikone. Some melee, we say, the moment you shech the kone, so the rei is considered al din as if it's already placed in the basket. And he doesn't, as if already placed in the basket. So mele no trifes can be chal on the rei. But suppose he was sheching the kone, and then before he had an opportunity to share the beishe, so that the mind, the intestines of the behemne, became perforated, then it is also. Because the functioning of the intestines is contingent upon the beishe. The functioning of the rei of the lungs is contingent upon the conic. But the functioning of the Dimayim is contingent upon the life and the functioning of the patient. So Mele, according to Ove, suppose the Chokat is a patient, Vakim Mikfu Dimayim, so it's also kosher, because he not can be a kule. Chokat is a kone, Vakim Mikfu Ovei, so it's kosher. So what does it mean? That vis-a-vis, what Rabbi is saying is simple, that vis-a-vis the reye, so the shchite of the kone is not. Vis-a-vis the dimayim, the shchite of the beishet is not. And no more treifes can be had. As a matter of fact, the Shah says it in the Shekhono. The Bach also says it. I don't think anybody is clear on that. The Sinan Chavot. Nika Babeshet Bishashkite. Ki neged hamokim sheshochat kvo otreit. So the Shach says in Sipalet, Kaile keidin gmar shchil salich. Abol aha sheshochat kvo bin kosher. Afilu lidom, lipasinon kolim cheshchite. Bin miut basre. Beosom, haile bin miut hamisha atzme. Abol mashimishchat kvo nishchat. Dei, die Schande hochet mir hier ab zu der Schritte klar, und ich mache mit der Scherasche, ich lege das Presse, ich schaue das. Die Abschalt bei mir nicht da kommen, in den Kopf gehen, in Triefes Pinsel, den Menschen, die nicht hat vor, auch in die Kost bereich. Die Chäin, Posach mach auf, der Rasch Bosse. So in other words, suppose you share the Menschen. Robin, nothing, even if he didn't cut the whole nation, for the whole nation. And then a nekef occurred in the nation after Yishach, the whole nation, so it doesn't become great. Why? Because vis-a-vis the simon itself that was nishchat already, so that is enough. That is enough. Vis-a-vis the whole organism, so we require two simon by day. But vis-a-vis the specific simon that was nishchat already, so that simon is already shochet. So no treifes, no psumim can occur in that simon. No treifes can occur. So in Mele, what Rabbi is saying, that since Re'e, the functioning of the Re'e, is contingent upon the functioning of the Kone, so in Mele, any Nekev that occurs in the Re'e, after the Kone was Nishat, is like the Kone itself would be Nifsak Berubei after it was Nishat. Any Nekev that occurs in the Nimaim after the Beishet was Nishat is like a Nekev that occurs in the Beishet itself after the Beishet was Nishat. But suppose he was Sheikh the Kone, he was Sheikh the Kone, and then a Nekev occurred before he had an opportunity to cut the Beishet, in Nekev occurred in the Minayim, then it is right. In other words, that Yesh Treifa L'Hoshachis, that the Psu of Treifas can take effect even after the Shechita has begun, even after one Simon has already been cut. This is what Rove is saying. So master for Rabzeira, now here we have a basic machlekes, the shame between Rashi and Thesis. Now it's there, they are big nakuminis, whether we explain the Gemara, you know, like Rashi, or we explain the Gemara like Thesis. So there are several shimmies of shame. Master for Rabzeira, we are Hashem Eildu, because he wanted to pray, he taught of Mali Bireya, Mali Bireya. So what is Rav Zeira saying? He's arguing with Robin. He's arguing with Robin. In some machine you see that the Gilsi is not Robin but Rabbi. It might be a little better because Rav Zeira was a contemporary of Rabbi, not of Robin. Rav Zeira, Robin was a Talmud of Rabbi. And Rav Zeira was a chaver of Rabbi. All right, anyway, it doesn't make any difference whether the Gilsi is Rabbi or Rabbi. So Rav Zeira is arguing with Rabbi, Rav Zeira is arguing with Rabbi, and he says, what difference does it make? In other words, what's Rav Zeira saying? The reason is why Shochat is a comet, the Mikra Poreh, Shiro, is not because the Chies of the Rabbi is told in the Chies of the Kone, but in Treifet Lechotz Chies. Once Simon was Nishchat, the Psul of Treifet cannot take effect anymore. So Mele, even Shochat Zakone, the Nikun Nimaim is also kosher, according to Rav Zeira. So far there is no Machlokes Hashem in the Pshat. Now they begin the Machlokes Hashem. The Hodavei Rav Zeira. Now, this says, in our text it says, the Hodabir of Zeira, the Boyer of Zeira. T says the jealousy is needy for your upset. The bach is magia here, needy for your upset. So apparently the bach assumed that everybody's jealousy was, all the shins jealousy is needy for your upset. Needy for your upset. But when you look into the mirror, you'll see that it merely mentions Boyer Abzeh. Boyer Abzeh. Now, Rashi, it's mashma that Rashi was also Gerenis, Yidi Boyer Abzeh. Even though Rashi's pshat could very well fit Boyer Abzeh. Much better, you see. Much better, but Rashi mentions Midi Boyer Abzeh. All right, so apparently it's not important. Tesis is Midayik from the fact that it's mentioned Midi Boyer Abzeh, not the Boyer Abzeh, that Rashi's chart is not right, is not sound. The Hazore was from the Bible itself, not that the Hazore consisted in being Chizir from Rabzeira's pure. Oh, but it's not important whether we are here is Midi Boyer Rabzeira or the Boyer Rabzeira is not important. We can still explain it like Rashi either way, either Gersi, like Rashi or like Tejas. Maski bo abzeh ma hashim, bo zeh moni tchid, ita oto, mal ibe rei, mal ibe rei, bi hod abe abzeh re, bi boi abzeh re, o mi te boi abzeh re, mi kbo bi rei, mi si mi si me mao, mi mi sa et zmoni tchid, si mi shiru ita o mi be loi, ga mi la rei, mi boi u pei tzi, bo mi eskio li, mi si mi si me mao, mi sa et zmoni tchid, si mi shiru ita o mi be loi, a ka mi boi o mi ta o mi be le, a lo ba achila asuro. In other words, so what is, let's understand the Abaye and then analyze it, whether the Hazore is from the Abaye, as Jesus explains, or the Hazore is from the Zeres Pirche, Nachashe Italto, Malibereye Malibnimai. According to Rashi, so when the Gemara says, what was Rav Zeira, the Gemara means Rav Zeira was Chizeya. He was Chizeya from his Maske play, from his Pirche. Of the Achash Yilde was in one trip in Tato, Maui Berei and Maui Berei. And Rav Zeira, at the end, agreed with Rosh, or with Rabbi, that the Shlokish's din applies only to a case of Mikvo Rei after the Shchite of the Kohen, not to the case of Mikvo Minai after the Shchite of the Kohen. This is how Rashi explains. Tei says, inasmuch as the Gersi is Midi Boyer. So, Rashi apparently also had the Gersi Midi Boyer, and still he explained that not that the Hazor is from the Abaye, but the Hazor is from the Pirke of Rabzeira. But he says, in view of the fact that the Gersi is Midi Boyer, So Mele, it's Hiraye, that the Gemara means Hodabay, that Rav Zeira was Chizah from the Abaye, but from his Pirche against Rove, against Rabe, he was not Chizah. This is how it is. But anyway, let's first understand the Abaye of Rav Zeira. Mikvu ben Yerayim v'yisimen v'yisimen ma'ar. Suppose he was sheikhed one simen, the kohen. And then and before, he had an opportunity, the sheikh had an opportunity to share the beishet, so the mind and intestines became inuket. So, is the psul, does the psul of preifes take effect between the shchita of one simen and the shchita of our simen? In other words, whether there is preifes lechotzich yes, or there is no treifes lechotzich yes. Suppose
a drink that occurs in the Hinei after the Shkita of Balsam. Of course, I mean, then it goes without saying that there's no surface. Once the process of Shkita has begun, and one sinner has already been Nishchat, so then there cannot be a surface. Or not. Until both Simon and Nishchat. So then the pure faith is gone. That's the abaye by Rabbi. So, now, if we say, it's on the contrary, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't clear what I was going to say. Now, the abaye is not whether Yish traded for Chatzchias or he traded for Chatzchias. On the contrary, that is assumed, taken for granted, that there is traders of Chatzchias. There is, I'm sorry, I didn't realize what you are saying. I intended to say one thing and I said absentmindedly something else. In other words, the Abaye is not whether Yesh Trenches of Hatzchias or in Trenches of Hatzchias. Of course, Rav Zedre in the Abaye takes it for granted that Yesh Trenches of Hatzchias. But, suppose the Trenches would occur in the Behemoth, after the, before, even one Simon is Nishat, then the Shchite would have an effect. It would retire the Behemoth and the Tumas Leila. It wouldn't be Mutar Achila because of this Afreite, but it would retire the Behemoth and the Tumas Leila. So the Abaye by Rav Zeira is, maybe in the case where the Treita occurred between the shkita of one sinner and the shkita of another sinner, maybe it's in mochol. If it occurs before the shkita of the first sinner, then the treita has an effect, has a legal effect. It's mitaya, meaning tumas nevele. It's treita, it's also machile, but it's not mitami tumas nevele. But if the treita occurs, if the neked, let's say, in the Mimayim occurs after the shkita of the Kone, maybe then it's Mocham. And then he shechts. After, first he was sheikhed the Kone. Then the neked occurred in the Mimayim. Then he was sheikhed the Veshem. So maybe in this case, so it's in Mitami Kirsten also. Because the second sinner can only be effective to Mitaimi to Mr. Bailey, not to be Matabach. Mashain came, that the Shrit of the first sinner, Bishaite, was effective to be Matabach Bachile. So maybe there cannot be a tzil of the shrite of the first sin, which Bishaite was capable of being Mata Bachile. Maybe it cannot be mitzuret to the shrite of the second sin, which Bishaite was only capable of being Mitaimi Tumas Leila. So maybe it's even more homo. So Nimitzvah's innovation is in Shemi, Litaimi Leila. But it is assumed that it's just an achille, that the psor freifes is hap. Now, you know, I'm a tiny boy, you can point to you that it's your day, you see, you see, and now, me, me, star, it's in a mission, it's in a mission, me, tau, me, very, 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 so now, there is our work. That we learn during. I mean, that if a nubar, a fetus, stretches out its hind leg or its foreleg, so before Shkite, so that ain't there, and then the sheikh checks the baby, the mother, so the nubar is nita mishkasine, and pakuye. But that specific eva that was stretched out before the Shkite, that is also like faith. Not like the Vele, but it's osea like rain, like rain, according to the Chachamim of Rabbeinu. So then Milter Nabaye, suppose the Uber stretched out its foreleg or its hind leg, being similarly seen after the shrit of the Kohen and before the shrit of the Beishet. So then, whether the shrite can be matir, whether that particular eiver is mitayam din veile. Maybe if the eiver was stretched out before the shrite of the first simen, so then the shrite is mitayam din veile. It's not part of a chid, as far as the eiver is concerned. As far as the rest of the Uber, so we have been Kakuri, Vita, Mishita, Sime. But as far as the specific Eva is concerned, so it's only also Bachira, but it's not Tantanus and Eva. Mashain came, if the Eva was stretched out with the Shkita of one Sime and the Shkita of another Sime, maybe it's more homo. Because then, the first Sime was capable of being Matir, that particular Eva, in Bachile, and the second Simen was only capable of being tired with Mr. Mele, so maybe that couldn't be any Tzilu. So Mele, it's not in Toya with Mr. Mele either. So it's the same Abaye, like Habzeya. Abaye is going to be in the same as in the same Mal, you need Sarah's and Vishnu's machine with Alan in the Vele, the Lord, after we could buy one with Alan in the Vele, Abu Bachila Suro. So Rashi explains, so we see from the Abaye of Rav Zeire that Rav Zeire was chazer from his pirche against Rabbe, against Rove, which implied that in treves lechot zechiyeh. Here we see that Rav Zeire and Abaye takes for granted that he is treves lechot zechiyeh. But the shayla is, maybe it's in Mochon. Maybe there is no tzil, and it's mitami to Mr. Bill also. But certainly, yesh trebe lechot zechiyeh. So, how does Rashi explain that Gemara? Rashi explains that Gemara is saying, because of Rav Zeire was chezeya from his memory in the pirche against Rabbe, against Rabbe. What did he say in the pirche against Rabbe and against Rabbe? That according to Mishlokish, so it's not only if Shochat is a pone, the mikro away is keo, because man can be away. But if Shochat is a pone, the mikro away is also keo, because according to the Shlokis, so in trein fes lechot zechiyes. Not because of man can be away, because in trein fes lechot zechiyes. Chot zechiyes. So according to Mishlokis, even Shochat is a pone, the Mikutim Ayin is also Kshiro. This is what Abzira said in his Kirche, against Rabbe, against Rome. So the Gemara is saying, Rabzira was Chayzeya from his memory in the Kirche, against Rome. And at the end, Rabzira held that Yesh Chayzeya is not Chot Zechiyes. And the reason is why Mishlokis says, Shochat is a kone, the mikro rei tzioi, because of Malka and Yitua. But Shochat is a kone, the mikro minayin, in Ochaname, it is trade. So then it is a so. So then, it is a so. This is what the Gemara is saying. So far, we say it. He said, Gemara is saying it. So then the Gemara says, Omale Rabache Barab Rabine, Dil Molei Lom Loyo Dabe. The Rav Zeire Lidvo of the Rove Koma, Dilei Lo Yisvira Lei. You have to be very careful in going, in concentrating on the Gemara, because otherwise it's very confusing. So Rabache Barab said, no, maybe Rav Nahum explained it according to Rashi. So, maybe Rav Zeire was not chazer from his memory in the Pirche against Rome. And at the end, Rav Zeira also holds. In the end, Rav Zeira also holds, as he said in the Mimre, in the Pirch, against Rove, that according to Rish Lokish, not only Shochat Zakone v'nikimikim v'reiz kosher, but in Shochat Zakone v'nikim v'nayim is also kosher. Is also kosher. But when he raised a baye v'nikim v'nayim v'nayim, so he took for granted that there is certainly kreifes v'chot tzachiyes, he raised that abaye, I'll leave it to Lady Rav Zeira holds that even Shochat HaSakone, even Shochat HaSakone, the Nikvud Ninali is also Lady, this is Rav Zeira. But he said, according to Rove, according to Rav, who says that Shlokish is only saying it in the case of Shochat Esakone Miku Areya, because Rei is demanding the Kule, because it's the functioning of the Rei is contingent upon the functioning of the Kone. So, but otherwise, there is Kreves of Hotzakhias. If there is Kreves of Hotzakhias, maybe it's even more humble, that it's even Mitami to Mesle. But Rav Zeira's own Shikin is, Ein Treifes v'chotzachis. Now, so according to Rashi, so in final analysis, so what did the Gemara say? That there is a machlokes between Rav Zeira and Rav. Now, there is certainly the halacha of the Shlokish is recognized by everyone. Shochat HaSakone v'nikvo rei certainly shem. But according to Rav Zeira, the Shlokish is saying not only Shochat HaSakone v'nikvo rei k'sheyo, Shochat HaSakone v'nikvo rei k'sheyo, but in Shochat HaSakone v'nikvo m'ayin is also k'sheyo, because in three days the Chotzachie, whereas Rove or Rabe says that the Shlokish din goes only so far as to say the Shochat HaSakone v'nikvo rei is k'sheyo, because rei is k'mankan v'kule, because the functioning of the rei is contingent completely, exclusively upon the functioning of the kone. But Shochat HaSakone v'nikvo rei is asuro. So according to Rashi's pshat, one thing is clear, I'll leave it here with us. The Shochat HaSakone v'nikvo rei is k'sheyo. But Shochat HaSareye v'nikvo v'nayim, whether it's k'sheyo or asuro, it depends whether we pass from like Rav Zeira, l'kule, or we pass from like Rabbe, l'chumre. So you'll see in the Rabbi, you'll see that there is a Shiva Sadashim. There is one Shiva Sadashim. I mean, the only Rishi that I know that mentions three Shikas, other Rishim don't mention three Shikas, but the only Rishi that mentions three Shikas, Shiva Sadashim in the Yuchase, is the Rabbi. I don't remember if other Rishi mentioned three Shikas. The Hashbo, I mean, mentions other shita also, two shitas, but three shitas. So the Ramiri, mentions one shita, the biggest one, that Lehilchas, Shochat HaSareh, the Nikvo, the Nyayim's Kshero, in Nikon 9. In other words, of course, that Shikas Hashem must explain the Gemara like Rashi. and must pass away from zero, not like Rabbi, we could it. Like Hanzeire, and not like Rabbi. Then there are many nations in other cities. The Chochat is away. The Nikon in Ma'ayim is Asur. The Chochat is away. The Nikon. The Nikon. Horeye is Chir. So again, that city also has to accord with the Pshat of Rashi. But, we pass in that these regime, instead of passing like from zero, we could it. They pass in like Rabache. So they pass in like Lassa, like Rabbi, or like all the Lechupe. So Mele, the net result is Shachat is a Rehe, the Nikro is a Shachat is a Kone, the Nikro Rehe is Sheo, Shachat is a Kone, the Nikro Nae is a Shachat. Then the Rabamiri mentions another Shachat, there's the biggest one, and there's the Psaq of the Shachanot, that not only Shachat is a Kone, the Nikro, the Nae is because he is trained to what he is. But in Shachat Zakone, the Mikvah Reye, where the functioning of the Reye is completely a contingent upon the functioning of the Kone, so is all Slasos. So that Chite must accord with the Pshat of Thesis. Now, before we go over the Rosh of Thesis, I just want our Pep to explain this. In other words, where is Rashi? Where is Rashi says the Pshatim Dimoyim Hodah de Rav Zeire is Rav Zeire Moschei Zeya. Zeyre was Chizeya from his memory in the Pirche. His memory in the Pirche. So then Rabache Barav said, no, Rav Zeyre was not Chizeya from his memory in the Pirche. Because the Baye he raised Alide the Rabbi, but he always held, like the way he held when he mentioned the Pirche against Rab. This is how Rashi explains the Gemara. So Teis says on the basis of the Gersi of the Hodeh Rav Zeire, Midi Boy Rav Zeire, that it means that the Gemara meant Rav Zeire was Chizeya. Was Chizer from Dabai. Because Rav Zeire now is singing his Pirche against Rabbi. He says, according to Mishlokish, so it doesn't make any difference whether he Shachat Zakone B'Mikvo Oreye or Shachat Zakone B'Mikvo Ma'ay. So not only Shachat Zakone B'Mikvo Oreye is Sheo, but even Shachat Zakone B'Mikvo Ma'ay is also Sheo. So that's a Raya that he was Chizeya from his Abaye, because now in the Pirche against Rabbi Rav Zeire is saying in effect that they treated the Chachachias, and in the Abaye he assumed he took it for granted that he is treated the Chachachias. So the Gemara is saying now Rav Zeire was Chizeya from his premise in the Abaye that he is treated the Chachachias. And the Rav Zeire Shiki is that ein treifes noch hat sich ist. That ein treifes noch hat sich ist. So then, this was explained, Omer Rabache Barab Rabiye, Leilom Loya Dabe. Leilom, so, he was not Chizeya. from their body. So in other words, Chabzeda all the time held the way he held, the way he held in the body, the Tishrei of Chatzis. Well, at the time when he raised that body, or whether there is a till of the first sinner to the second sinner, so he certainly assumed the Tishrei of Chatzis. And the contrary, the Sophic, maybe it's even more humble, that there couldn't be any till that would be where the Tishrei occurs between the shkita of one sin and the shkita of the other sin, so that it's in mochamu, it's in mochamu, it's in mitami to miss the veiler. So maybe it's Rav Acha says, Rav Acha bar Rav said, no, Rav said always held that way, that of course he is shreves for chatzachis. But when he said to Rabbi in the Pirche, the Acha Shehud was from Trife, he taught him knowledge of Reya, knowledge in Mayim. He didn't mean to express his own point of view. He says, inasmuch as Rish Lakish says that Aloche, that Shochat is a Konev, the Nikvah Reis Ksheo, so apparently Rish Lakish doesn't agree with Maishi. Maishi is Yesh Trevet Lachotachi. And on the contrary, I am in Sofit, maybe it's in Mohamo, maybe in the Trevet occurs between the shkita of one semen and the shkita of the other semen, so it's even more chomer. It's even more chomer. It's even mitame tumas nevele. It's even mitame tumas nevele. But Rishmokish apparently is chelkani. Rishmokish apparently is chelkani. And Rishmokish holds that ain't really the hot chiz. Not because of Malchut Nikkur. That couldn't be the basis for Rish Lakish's chiddush. But Rav Zeira himself is more machmir. That he is shreve to chatzachis. And even Shochat es hakone, the Nikvah Rei, is also asur. Because Malchut Nikkur, the svara of Malchut Nikkur, Rav Zeira rejects. And the Eitrevet of Chatzachias, he also rejects. But Rav Zeira is only saying that Alibid of Mishmokish, there is a concept of Eitrevet of Chatzachias. Alibid of Mishmokish. But Rav Zeira himself holds that Yesh Trevet of Chatzachias, and that there is no concept of Malchut Nikkur. So the Meila, Rav Zeira himself holds that Tim Shochat Zakonim and Nikvah Aveya is also Asur. And perhaps it's not only Asur, but it's in Mitamit Mesrei. That's their mind. So according to this Pshah, so Rav Zeira is the most Machmir. Rav Zeira who the Atzme is more, is the most Machmir. It's Rav Zeira who the Mishlokish is making. But Rav Zeira with the Atzmi is the most machmir, so we have to pass him. We have to pass him like Chumre, like Rav Zeira. So Mele, that's the third chitin that the Rav Amir mentions. That's the third chitin that the Rav Amir mentions. That not only Shochat es hakone the mikvo Koveye is, I'm sorry, not only Shochat es hakone, the nikvo mimayim lasor, but in Shochat es hakone, the nikvo Koveye is also so. Because he is shreve to Chatzachias, and we don't see Malchut Nikkur. As Rav Acha bar Rav says, is the shite of Rav Zeira, and Rav Zeira's own shite. When Rav Zeira said, he was only saying that Alibid of Rishlokish. So Rav Zeira Alibid of Rishlokish is a big maker. But Rav Zeira Alibid of Abnafshe is a big machmir. And we pass from the Chumre. Like Rav Zeira Alibid of Abnafshe. Now let's see the Loshon. The two. Let's see the Loshon. you have to go over this in more, the Rashi of this is very careful. Sinem Chabot, the two. Nika Babeshet Bishashkite. כנגד המוקים ששוחט פה, טריפ. So, the Bach says, and the Shach says, we saw it, that means, if the Beishet was Mika, כנגד המוקים ששוחט, before the rob of the Beishet was Mishra. While only Newt of the Beishet was Mishra. So then there can be, it's a trip. But after the rob of the Beishet was Mishra, then Nekev doesn't affect it, the Beishet. מוקר שוחד פה, תראי, שוחד הקונה, וניקפו הרי הקילים ששוחד הבישת, וששוחד הבישת וניק ממים, now you see the ממים is stolen in the bishet, and the רי is stolen in the קונה. קילים ששוחד הקונה, תראי, מחומר. In other words, that's on the basis of which pshat, whose pshat? This is pshat. And we pass them like the biggest machlir. רב זיר עלי לנפשי. אף על פי שחי הרי יקרוים בקונה, וחי הנאי יקרוים בבישה. Because רב זיר עלי לנפשי, according to this chart, rejects the concept of מנחם יקרוים. אפל הוכר שייר בן פריבס, עד שנשחית שני יקרוים ובישה, ויש מכשיר במקיב עשרי אך השחית עשה קונה, ונוקנו מעיים אך השחית עשה בישה. ודאס עדיני אובי הראש זלקי. Anyways, the ראש שיטי is like the first ראש. But the second ראש שיטי is that it all depends. If it is שוחד הסכון, if it is שוחד הסכון, and not from the island, so then it's a sword. שוחד סכוני. He knocked for a rei, is clear. And that pshat can fall with Rashi's pshat. Because according to Rashi's pshat, so Rav Zeire, the more I was saying it first, that Rav Zeire was chizir from his memory of Intrifes Lechot Zechies, of a treifes lechot zechies of his memory in his asoge against Rabbe, in his pirche against Rabbe. So that a treifes lechot zechies, so the more he was saying. And then Rabache Barab said, no, he was not chizeh. And the Rav Zeire always held, all the time, that Rav Zeire always held, all the time, that in Chifes Lechotzi Chies, and when Rav Zeire raised a bayit, which took it for granted, that Yeshven Bechotz Chies, and when, on the contrary, he raised the question, maybe it's in Mochon, or it's in the Talmud of Nevela, because there is no Tzil of the first Tzimen to the second Tzimen, he raised the Tabaya Alibi the Rabbi, but Rav Zeire himself holds that Yesh Trefes, that Rav Zeire himself, holds ein treves lochatzchis. So according to Rashi Pshat, there is a machlekes between Rav Zeire and Rav. According to Rav Zeire, so it's yesh treves lochatzchis. So on the contrary, I'm sorry. So it's ain't treves lochatzchis. And Rabbi holds, Yesh Reibes Bachot Shachiyas. But Rabbi